This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Hamas militants freed more Israeli hostages on Wednesday, the sixth and final day of a truce between the warring parties. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke about an American woman released.
Leah Panin is safe in Egypt. She's crossed the border. I talked with her mother and father. They're very appreciative, and things are moving well. She'll soon be home with her three children.
The ceasefire is set to formally end Thursday morning. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in Israel, where he says he will work to help extend the ceasefire so more hostages can be released and humanitarian aid delivered to Gaza. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
Blinken returns to the Middle East for talks the third time since the militant group Hamas triggered the war with its October 7th attack on Israel. Blinken said he would work to prolong the truce so more Israeli hostages can be released and more humanitarian aid can be delivered to Palestinian civilians in Gaza who desperately need it. Blinken plans to visit Israel, Ramallah in the West Bank, and the United Arab Emirates. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Henry Kissinger, a Nobel Peace Prize winner and diplomatic powerhouse whose service under two U.S. presidents left an indelible mark on American foreign policy, died Wednesday at his home in the state of Connecticut at age 100, according to his consulting firm. Kissinger had been active at age 100, attending meetings in the White House, publishing a book on leadership styles, and testifying before a Senate committee about the nuclear threat posed by North Korea. Kissinger even had a surprise visit to Beijing to meet Chinese President Xi Jinping back in July. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This